Dr. Mike DeStefano is the medical director of the emergency department at Children's Hospital in Aurora. Since Colorado legalized pot in 2012, he says the hospital has seen more young patients who've ingested edible marijuana products.
Not only is the number of patients increasing, but so is the severity of their cases. Multiple dose products intended for adults can cause serious health complications when ingested by a young child.
A bill sponsored during the 2014 legislative session by Republican Frank McNulty of Highlands Ranch would create labels for marijuana edibles, such as pot-infused brownies, cookies, and candies. The state already requires child-proof packaging and labels, but this new standard would be different because it would include a mark or symbol on the actual pot product.
To make sure that they're clearly identifiable, it is absolutely reckless to use children's snacks, spray marijuana on them, and then sell them. They will end up in the hands of kids, and we've seen the effects.
Separately, Colorado is also creating new rules on the dosage inside pot edibles. There is a requirement per serving, but pot products typically contain more than one serving.
I call it the Lay's potato chip conundrum.
That's Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont, who's been involved in the rulemaking.
You can't have just one, right? Or is that Pringles? I don't remember.
Singer says the goal is to make sure people know what's going inside their bodies, and that one serving size looks like one serving size. He's also the sponsor of another bill that the governor signed, creating an equivalency standard for marijuana concentrates. Concentrates can be used in vaporizer pens, the pot version of an e-cigarette. Singer says it's easier for some people, especially medical marijuana patients, to take marijuana in a vaporized form. But the problem is, again, in the dosage.
Maybe an ounce of the marijuana flower, the smokable bud, is probably equivalent to maybe a case of beer. An ounce of the marijuana concentrate, as it is right now, could probably last even a medical marijuana patient months. That was never the intention of the voters. The intention of the voters was for personal use.
The passage of Amendment 64 allows people to possess an ounce of marijuana. Singer says he wants to make sure individuals buying concentrates aren't walking away with a several-month supply of pot. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.